We begin the current daf Masechta Tainis, daf Chaf Aleph, begin on the top line of the Yamad. The Gemara continues with an incident that's related to the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we had explained from our Mishnah that said that one of the items that we have to be Masrin and Mas'anin to scream out and fast is if the buildings of the city have collapsed. Now that the Gemara qualified, that's only if it was strong, not shaky buildings. On that the Gemara got into a discussion of shaky buildings, which the Gemara brings in the following incident, which in its story has, in this storyline, has about a shaky wall. So the Gemara tells us that Ilfov Rabbi Yechanan, Habagarsi Baraisa, Ilfov and Rabbi Yechanan, two great Tamidacham, were sitting on learning Torah, but the Chikulu Milsa Tuva, but it was very challenging for them. They were very poor. So Army, they said, Nekim and Nazel, Benevadiska, let's get up and go and do some business dealings. But the Kaim and Avshna will fulfill in ourselves the Pasuk in the Varm that says, Ephes Kiloyia Bechayavian, that behold, that there won't be any more amongst you any poor people, which they were translating. Becha means in you, meaning you yourself have to make sure you're not poor. So Azlu Aisvi Tuse Gudriyim. So they went on their way and they sat down beneath a shaky wall. Havakakarcha Rifta, and there they broke bread, they were eating a meal over there. Azu Tre Malach Eshar, so two ministering angels from heaven came. Shami Rabbi Yechanon, the Machad L'Chavir. Rabbi Yechanon overheard one angel telling the other one, Nishda Alayu Ha'gudav Naktalinu, let's throw on them this wall. Again, that's the idea about the shaky wall, which one shouldn't go beneath it, and kill them. And the reason is, Shemenichin Chayu Oil Mabah, because they're forsaking the world to come, which means to say they're not going to be learning anymore. V'ayiske Mechayisha, and they're going to be involved in temporary life, which is Oilam Hazeh, this world, because they're going out to do business. So the other angel responded to him, said Shavkinu, leave them alone. There is one of these two individuals that his time has yet to come, and that is he's going to be one day a great person, and therefore it's not time for him to die. Rabbi Yechanan heard this conversation. Ilfa didn't hear the conversation. So Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilfa to make sure, he says, Shama Mar Midi, did the master hear something? So he said no. So Rabbi Yechanan said to himself, he says, Midishami anna vilfali shama. From the fact that I heard this conversation and Ilfa didn't hear it, so shmami na, from the fact that I heard alone, ledidi kamelishai, they must be that I'm the one that's going to be this great leader of the Jewish people. So Rabbi Yechanan said to Ilfa, he says, Ahadir, you know what? I'm going back to learn Torah. Vugi bin Avshay, and I'll fulfill myself the pasuk that comes after that, which says, Kilo yechtel evin mekev haaretz, because there's never going to be totally gone paupers from your land, but they'll be taken care of, and that's why you have to do mitzvah tzedakah. It says, I'll get by without going to work. Birchen hader, Ilfa lehader. Birchen went back to learn Torah, and Ilfa didn't go. Now, Ada as Ilfa, by the time that Ilfa came back, from where he went for some business dealings, Malach Birchen had already become, so to speak, the king, which is that they appointed him to be the Rosh Hashiva. And their custom was that whoever they made the Rosh Hashiva, they would make him greater than the rest of the people, and they would make him wealthy, as the Gemara says regarding the Kohen Gadol on Dafrit Chasam Aleph, that says, V'ha-Kohen ha-Gadol me'achav, which means to say me'achav from his brothers, that they would make him greater, they would give him money. And the same thing, they had the custom with doing the Rosh Hashiva. So when Ilfa went out to make business, Rabbi Yechanan got it from the people by becoming the Rosh Hashiva. So Amar Lai, the people told Ilfa, Iasef Mar Vagaris, had you stayed in yeshiva and sat and learned Torah, Lahava Malach Mar, we would not have made Rabbi Yechanan Rosh Hashiva, rather we would have made you the Rosh Hashiva. And the reason is because actually Ilfa was a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Yechanan. So Azal Tala Nafshe Bas Karya Disfinta. So what Ilfa did was, he went and hung himself, meaning he went and he was standing over there by the large pole that's in the middle of the ship where they put on, which is the mast on the ship. He went and he said, Omar, he said, if there's anyone that could come and ask me a question, and one of the brightest Reb Chiya and Reb Oishya, who they were the students of Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'Yehuda HaNasi, who had made the Mishnayos, so they had longer versions in the Brises, and not, I won't be able to find the source of these Brises, which is from their Rebbe, Reb Yehuda HaNasi, in the Mishnah, then the filna maskari de svinta betavana. So he says, I'm going to fall off, I'll jump off from the mast of the ship, and I'm going to sink myself. In other words, the message he was trying to tell the people was, even though I went to work, I'm still a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Yechanan. So Asa hu saba, there was this elderly person that came, and Tanale, so he came and taught him this following brice. In other words, this was the question he was asking, what's the source of this brice? So find me a source of Mishnayos. Which was Ha'imer, this is somebody that he's passing away, he's dying, and he's leaving his money in a trustworthy person, he tells that person, "Tenu shekel lebenoya b'Shabbos. Give a shekel, which is a half of a sela, to my sons for expenses for the week." And really, v'hein ru'uyin losses lem sela. Really, it's fit to give them a sela. That is because he has a lot of sons, and it's not really enough for a half a sela, for a shekel, to last them through the week. So in that halacha, the Braisa says, nice lem sela, we actually do give them a sela, because if the father's intention was really to give them only a shekel, then he would have said, do not give them more than a shekel. Now, from the fact that he says, however, give them a shekel, and he doesn't say give them a sela, that's because he wants them to be zerizin, as the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubos and Tafayim et Aleph, it's because he wants them to make sure they're not lazy and they're going to go ahead and work, and that's the Derech Eretz, and he wants them to make money, but really he doesn't want them to have less than what they need for expenses. However, v'im amar al titnu lehem el shekel, but if he says explicitly, do not give them but a shekel, then ein noizlin el shekel, then we have to listen to him because it's his money, we only give a shekel. Now, im amar, if he says that if my children are going to die, yishachem tachtein, then let other people inherit them, then the halach is, bein sha'amar tenu, whether he says give, bein sha'amar al titnu, whether he says don't give, in other words, in these two different versions of give a shekel or don't give more than a shekel, even if he says just give, which in the previous we had said that we give a sela, ein noizlin el shekel, still we only give a shekel. And the reason is because he's really revealing his intentions that he doesn't want to give more than a shekel for the week. Because he says that if they die, he doesn't want his sons to inherit, he wants these other people to inherit. And therefore, even though he doesn't say al titnu, don't give more than that, still we're not going to give more than a shekel. So this was what this elderly person was asking Ilfa, who's this Tana that you find for me a source in the Mishnayos? So Malaysia Ilfa responded, Hamani, who's the Tana of this Braisa that was saying that even though it's not enough for them with this half a sela, we're not going to give more than that, we're only going to give a shekel, not a sela, that is Remeh, he is Remeh. And the reason is, Dama, because as he says in Masechtas Ksubis, which is in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Tesem Abeis, mitzvah lekayim de Remeh, it's a mitzvah to fulfill the words and the commands, the last will of the person that's dying. Now, and therefore the halacha is that had it not been a mitzvah, then we would give them what they need. Because the truth is, all the money is theirs, they inherit it. And these other people really only get it if they die and there's leftovers, then they get, but if not, they have nothing to take. But however, since we want to fulfill the words of the one that's dying, that other people should ultimately inherit this money, so therefore we are stingy in the expenses that we allow the children to take, so that there should be leftovers. And since he says to give a shekel, even though normally we would give a sela, which is double that, but since he says give a shekel and that the leftovers go to these people, we know he really wants there to be leftovers, and that's why we only give them a shekel, and therefore that's Remeir's opinion of Mislakem de Remeis. So Ilfa showed his expertise in learning that Bryce that was asked from him, he was able to define the source in the Mishnayos. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about this Bayis Ru'ua, which we were discussing on the previous staff, which was related to this story before, about a shaky wall, a shaky building. So the Gemara brings another story related to this. Amar Lav al Nachem Ish Gamzu. They said regarding Nachem Ish Gamzu, where the Gemara later is going to explain why he had that title, Shayesuma Mishtei Einav, he was blind in both eyes, Kida Mishtei Yadav, he was amputated by both hands, and Kitei Ben Shtei Raglev, he was missing both legs. V'chal Gufay Malishchen, his entire body was covered in boils. V'yemutal Bebeis Ru'ua, and he was placed in a shaky house. V'ragli Mitase Menachem B'Safon Shamayim, and the legs of his bed were placed in basins of water. Kadesh Le'yalu Lav Namalim, so that ants shouldn't crawl up the leg of the bed. And the reason is because since he didn't have hands, if the ants would have crawled up, he wouldn't be able to take them from himself and throw them off, and therefore they were in buckets of water. Now, Pamachas Hayis Mitasim Menachas Beis Ru'ah. As we said, at one time his bed was in a shaky house. So Bikshu Tamidav Lefanas Mitasim. Students wanted to get his bed out of that house. And then Ma'achikach Lefanas Lekem, and then to get all his utensils, all the kelim that he had out of the house. So Amalehem Nachem Ish Gamzu said to them, Banaye, my kids, Panu Esai Kelim, first take out the vessels, V'achikach Panu Es Mitasim, and then take out my bed. Shemuvtach lechem, because it's guaranteed for you. Kalzman shani bebayis, as long as I'm in the house, ain't the bayis knife, well, the house is not going to fall down. So pinus akelim va'achkach pinus metasai. So they did that. They first took out the utensils and then they took out his bed. V'nofel abayis, and then the house fell down. It collapsed. So amalei tamido. So his student said to him, Rebbe, our teacher, chimeacher shetzadik gamarat. Now, since you're such a righteous person that you're guaranteed it's not going to collapse when you're still in it. So why did this happen to you that you have boils all over your body, you're blind in both eyes, your hands are missing, your feet are missing? Someone said to them, Bunai, my children, Anikar Amti Latzmi, I caused this to come upon me. And the reason is as follows. One time I was going on the road on the way to my father-in-law's house. I had three donkey loads of Echad Shel Maichel, one was of food, Vechad Shel Mishta, one was of drink, Vechad Shel Minim Agadim, one was full of delicacies. But on the Echad, V'amali B'derach, V'amali, there was one pauper that came to me on the road as I was going, and he said to me, Rebbe Parnaseni, my teacher, support me. Amartila, I said to him, Hamtenacha Afrik Menachamar, I said to him, wait until I'm able to take off from the donkey. Lohispakti Lifrik Menachamar, I didn't have time to get off from the donkey, Achayatsa Nishmas, until he already passed away. So Alachti B'nefalti Alpanav, I went and I fell on his face. V'amarti, and I said, Einai Shlechasu Aleinecha Yusumu, my eyes that didn't have mercy on your eyes should be blinded. Yedai Shlechasu Al Yedecha Yizgadmu, my hands that didn't have mercy on your hands should be chopped off. Raglai Shlechasu Al Raglecha Yizkato, and my legs that didn't have mercy on your legs should also be cut off. V'leniskar Redaiti, and I wasn't calmed down from what had happened that this person passed away because of me, Achamarti kol gufi hei molishkin, until I said that I let my whole entire body be filled with boils. So Amalai, his student, said to him, Oy lanu shereinichu b'kach, woe to us that we've seen you in such a state. Amalai said to them, No. Oy li em lo yirisinu b'kach, woe to me if you wouldn't see me in this type of state. And that is to get these yisurin in this world and not for the punishment for causing this person death in the next world. Now the Gemara asked, as we said, V'amai kar lei nochem ish gamzu, why was he called Nochem Ish Gamzu, the man of also this? Where did he get that title from? So the answer is the Chol Milsadav is sulkily, because anything that happened to him, even if it was something that was bad, Amar Gamzu L'Taiva, he said, this too is for the good, and that's the Gamzu, which the good is good, but he's saying that this is also considered good. As the Gemara brings the following incident, Zim Nechad Boy L'Shtur Yisrael during the Beit Kesa. Once it happened that the Jewish people wanted to give a gift to the house of the Caesar, Amr Man Yezel said, who should be the emissary to bring it to the Caesar? So they said, Yezel Nochem Ish Gamzu. They said, Lech Nochem Ish Gamzu go, the Melumet Benisen, because he's accustomed for miracles to happen to him. So Shadu Biyade, they sent it with him. Malei Sifta Davanim Taivis Umargalias. So they sent along with him this chest full of precious stones and pearls. Azal Basba Hudira. So on his way, he stayed overnight in a certain dwelling. Belialya Komu Hanach Dirar. And the nighttime when he was sleeping, so the dwellers of that house came, and they took the chest, Malunu Afra, and they took all the precious diamonds, and they filled it up with earth. So Kimata Hasim, when Nochem Ish Gamzu got there to the Caesar, Sharinu Lasifta, they opened up the chest, Chazinu Demola Afra, they saw it was full of earth. Boyam Alkul Maktilinu Lakulu, so the king wanted to kill all the Jewish people. Amar, he said, Kamachaycha Bihudai, the Jews are making a mockery out of me. What are they, sending me a box full of earth? So Amar, Nochem Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu Lutai, but this is also for the good. Asel Yahu, Idamele Kichad Minayim. So Yah HaNavi came, and he appeared to the people over there as if he was one of them, out of one of the princes from the Caesar. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Dilmahar Afra, maybe this earth is Me'afra D'Avram Avunhu, maybe it's from the earth of their forefather Avram, which was the earth that he used when he was fighting with the kings. T'chiyav Ashadi Afra, when he threw the earth, Havasiyafe, it actually turned into swords. Gile, when he threw straw, Havagire, it turned into arrows. So something like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Yitin ka'afar charboi, that he made like dirt his sword, kikash nidav kashtoi, like a straw that's blown by the wind, was his bow. So Abichadim Medinta, there was a certain country, that they weren't able to conquer. Badku minei v'chavshu, they used this earth, and they were able to conquer them because it was so mighty. They were just throwing earth and it turned into swords. So Ailu Lebei Genoze, they went and they brought Nochem Ish Gamzu into the treasure house of the Caesar. Umalu Lesif Devon Tevis Magos, they filled up that chest that they used the earth and they filled up with precious stones and with pearls. Shadru B'yik Rabba, and they sent him with a great pomp and ceremony. Ki Asu Bisu Bahu Diyur, when he was on his way back now and he stayed overnight in that same house, Amrle, they said to him, My Isis Badach, what did you bring with you? What did you take to them that they were so happy with that they made you this whole ceremony? So Amalhui said to them, My Dishakli Mahacha, Amati Lahasam, what I took from here was what I brought over there. So Sasu Lidirayu, they demolished their whole house. They brought all that earth to the king's house. Amrle, they said to him, Hi Aphrodite, Sehacha, that earth which Nachum Bishgamzu had brought over here, Mididanhu is really from us. But Kuv Lashkachu, they checked it out and it didn't work. But Katlin Lahan of Tirah, and they killed all the people, the inhabitants of that house. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah that said, Ezuhi Dever, what's considered pestilence that we have to go ahead and scream out and fast? So he said, it's Ir HaMetziah Chamesh Meis Ragli Chulu. It's a city that has 500 people, and three people die on three consecutive days. That's considered a dever. So Tarbon, well, in the Brisa that elaborates on this halacha, it says, Ir HaMetziah Chamesh Meis Ve'Elef Ragli. A city that has 1,500 inhabitants, Kugun Kfar Akor, like the village of Akor, V'yotze Min Tisha Mesim, and nine people die, B'Shloisha Yom Zerach HaZeh, three consecutive days, Harizu Dever, that's considered dever. But if it was B'Yem Echad in one day, or B'Dal Yom over a period of 4 days, then Ein Zen Dever, that's not considered in the category of Dever, has to be in three consecutive days. Now, the Ir HaMetziah HaMesh Meis Ragli, a city that's smaller, that has 500 inhabitants, Kugun Kfar Amikoy, B'Yotze Mimena Shleisha Mesim B'Gimel Yom Zerach HaZeh, and then three people died in three consecutive days, meaning one person dies every single day, Harizu Dever, that's considered Dever. And continue on Tamad Beis, however, B'Yem Echad, if it was in one day, or in 4 days, then Ein Zed Dever, that's not considered Dever, because that's just a circumstance that happened, meaning if it was in one day, although that's definitely would seem like it's worse, but that's not Dever. Dever is a progress, and therefore, if it's in one day, that's not considered Dever. Tiroikris, which was the Ir HaMetziah HaMesh Meis Ragli, how it had 500 inhabitants, V'yatzen Men HaShleish HaMesim B'Yem Echad, and there were three people that died in one day, and yet still goes Rav Nachum Rav Chizda Tanisa, he still made a fast. So Amar Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, Keman, who's that like? That's Kerem Meir, it's like Rem Meir. The Amar, where he says, in regarding a Shur Mu'ud, which is the Masechtas Baba Kama Parakeitz of the Regal, where it defines the two different categories of an ox that gores, there's a Tam and there's a Mu'ud, where if they were warned about it for 3 days, and it gored 3 days in a row, the opinion of Rabbi Huda is, then it becomes a Shur Hamu'ud, which is a more severe type of a punishment. Rem Meir says that if they warned it and it gored 3 times, even in 1 day, that will also be considered Shur Hamu'ud. Now, Rabbi Huda holds, it says in the Pasuk, Oinoida, or if it became known, Kishur Nagachu, that is an ox that gores, Mitmol Shilsham, which means, Mitmol means for 2 days, and Shilsham means for 3 days, so it has to be a period over 3 days. Rem Meir holds that the following Kolshke, Rechik Negi Chaisav, if when it distances its gorings, meaning it gores 3 days one after another, then Chayiv is considered Shur Hamu'ud. Sekiv Negi Chaisav, if the gorings are even closer, you have 3 times in 1 day, like Kolshkein, isn't it all the more so an ox that gores and something that will have a more severe punishment? And therefore, that would apply by Dever too, although we brought down an opinion, it has to be 3 consecutive days. He holds if that's a Dever, then for sure if it's Kiriv, the Mises, if they're closer together, meaning in 1 day, for sure that's something that's bad and it's considered Dever, and therefore he made a tainus a fast. Now this previous discussion was between Rav Nachum Rav Chizda and Rav Nachum Yitzchak. So the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rav Nachum Rav Chizda Rav Nachum Yitzchak. He told them, and that is because Rav Nachum Yitzchak lived amongst not such respectable people. They weren't so chashub. So Rav Nachum Rav Chizda told Rav Nachum Yitzchak, says, Leikim Mar Leisa Gaban, come and live amongst us. So Amalei, so he responded to him, he says, Tanin, we learn the Braisa. B'yesem, he says, Loi mekoyme shalad mechadler. It's not a person's place that makes him honorable. And therefore, if I'm going to go live amongst you, the place is not going to make me more honorable. Ela adem mechaber es mekoyme. The person honors his place. Shekei metzina v'har Sinai, we find the same concept by Har Sinai. Shekal zmancha shchene shruya love, as long as the divine presence was on the Har Sinai. So I'm returning to the Torah, then the Torah said in Shemais, that also the sheep and the cattle should not graze, and that's because of the Shekhinah that was on Har Sinai, which was honorable and holy at that time, and they shouldn't go mul haharahu towards that mountain. And for the fact that it says hahu, sounds like that as long as it had its greatness on it, which was nistalka Shekhinah, and however, when the divine presence was removed from that after the giving of the Torah, then the Torah says in Shemais, Bim Sheikha Yevil, when there's the drawing of the Shefer, when it ends, and that says when the Shekhinah was leaving, then the custom is to make a long tekiah when something ends, then everyone could go up to the mountain. And again, we see the same idea, that it's not the place that honors the person, rather the person that honors the place. So too, it's not Har Sinai that honored the Shekhinah, it was the Shekhinah that honored Har Sinai. We find the same idea by the Yoel Moed, by the Mishkan that was in the Midbar. As long as it was set up, the Torah says, Bamidbar, then you have to send out of the camp all the people that have tzaras. However, from the moment that the pareches, the curtains are rolled up, which they would roll it up when they would do the masais, when they would travel from place to place, then those who had the zav from their body that emanated or had tzaras, they were allowed to come into the camp. And again, we see the same idea that it's not the place that's honoring it, but it's the shechina, it's the person, it's the divine presence that honors that, and therefore there's no point in me coming to you. I'm not going to become more honorable by that. It's not going to honor me. It's me that will honor my place. Somebody said to him, so if that's the case, so we have good conversations and learning, so I'm going to come live by you. So he responded back to him, he says, no. It's better that you have a mana, the son of half a mana, which that's the word pras means half, should go eitzel mana ben mana, to come to somebody that he himself is a mana, and he's also the son of a mana. And it's not appropriate that someone that's a mana, and even if his father is a mana, or is also a chashev person, should come eitzel mana ben pras, to come to somebody who he might be chashev, but he's the son of someone that's not so chashev, and that's because the father of Nachman and Bar Rav Chisda was greater than Yitzchak, who was the father of Rav Nachman. From the fact that he was called Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, whereas the other one was called Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, not Rav Yitzchak, obviously that he didn't have smicha, and therefore he wasn't as chashev, and therefore he said, it's not appropriate that you should move to me, I should rather come to you. So the Gemara continues on this topic of Dever, that Besura Havas Devarta, in the town of Surah there was this Dever, but Beshivivuse, but in the neighborhood of the Rav, of Rav, Lahavas Devarta, there was no Dever over there. So Sovermine, they thought, Mishum Schuse de Rav de Nafesh, it was probably in the merit of Rav, who has so much merits, and that's why punct in his neighborhood there was no Dever, there was no pestilence. However, Ischazi Luhu Bechalma, it was shown to those people who had assumed that it was in Rav's merit, it was shown to them in their dream, that Rav de Nafesh is Schuse Tuva. You're right, Rav who has much merit, Ha Milsa Zutra Leila Rav, this thing that in his neighborhood there wouldn't be Dever, that's a very small thing, such a miracle in proportion to the great merit of Rav. And actually it wasn't even in his merit. The Mishumahu Gave was actually in the merit of that person who lived in Rav's neighborhood, the Shail Mar of Izvil Lekvur, who would lend out hoes and shovels for people for burial. And actually it was in the merit of burial, Mida Keneged Mida, that he didn't have death in his neighborhood for people to die, that they would have to be buried. Similar type of story that Gemara brings, that B'Droikris Havetz Alekta. In Droikris, there was this fire. B'Shavuz Rav Huna, L'Havetz Alekta, but in Rav Huna's neighborhood, there was no fire. Now, Savimina, B'Shavuz Rav Huna de Nafesh, they thought it in the great merit of Rav Huna, that's why there was no fire in his neighborhood. Ischazlu B'Chama, so it was shown to those people in their dream, that Hai Zrut Tulei Rav Huna, that's a very small thing for Rav Huna. The Mishum Hahi Yitzah actually was in the merit of a certain woman, the Mechamas Tanu, who would warm up her oven, who Meshaila the Shavavusi, and then would lend it out to her neighbors. And that is, she would lend out to her oven after she had fired it up. And that's why it was Mida Keneged Mida, in the merit of her fire, she didn't get burnt, and her neighborhood didn't get affected by that fire. Amar Leil Rav Huda, they said to Rav Yehuda, Asu Kansi. There was this arba, the grasshopper, the locust, that's coming and they're going to destroy the crop. So Gaza Tanisa, he decreed a fast. Amalei, they said to him, but like Kamasidin, it's not destroying the crop, and therefore we don't have to make a tainus, a fast. So Amalehu, he responded to them, Zavda Aisa Bahadayu? Did they bring provisions along with them that you think they're not going to eat up the crop? Of course they're going to. What else are they going to eat? And therefore we're going to make a fast. Again, Amalei, Rabbi Huda, they said to Rabbi Huda, Ika my son of Bechazeri. There is death amongst the swine. It's a Gaza Tanisa. So he made a fast. So the Gemara asks, Name a Ksav Rav Yehuda, should we say that Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that Makam Mishalachas Mimin Echad, a type of death that's something that's contagious from one species, is Mishalachas Mekalaminim, will spread to all different types of species? Here we have swine, which is one type that is concerned about people dying. Nothing more says, Loi, actually not. If it's one species, it'll stay amongst those species. Swine are different because their intestines are similar to the human's intestines. That's because they don't have the inner stomach, which is called the rumen, like other animals, and if it's a bad omen for people, and that's why he made a tinus. Amar Leil Shmuel, he said to Shmuel, Ika my son of Bechuzoi. there is death in Bechazoi, a place in the kingdom of Babel. So Gaza Tanisa, he made a fast in his own city. Amalei, they said to him, Vamarchik, but it's very far, and we don't have to be concerned that it's going to come over here. Samar, he said, Lekamavra Hacha, the Pasuk says there's no lake, there's no body of water or other walls that's stopping the Devon from coming over here. And therefore, even though it's far, we have to be concerned, and therefore he made a tainus. Amalei Rav Nachman, they said to Rav Nachman, Ikam is son of Eretz Yisrael. There's death in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So Gaza Tanisa, he made a fast. And Amr, he explained as follows. Im Gvir Leika, if the honorable woman, that's the lady that's in charge, if he's getting hit, Shivcha LeKashkin, isn't it all the more so that the maidservant is going to get it? And therefore, you have to be concerned that since in Eretz Yisrael, people are dying, that here also, that people are going to die too. Now, on that, the Gemara asked, from what he said, from Rav Nachman said, now, Taima, the Gevira of Shivcha, it sounds like his logic was that Eretz Yisrael is unique in the sense of it's a Gevira, it's Eretz Yisrael, it's the main land, so the other lands that are Shivchas in regards to that are going to get it. HaShivcha v'Shivcha. But if it's, let's say, two maidservant lands, which if you have two cities outside of Eretz Yisrael, for example, Bechizoy and Arda, which was the place of Shmuel, that lie, that then we wouldn't be concerned if it's far away. But V'amr le'le Shmuel, he can my son of Bechizoy, but they told Shmuel that there is death in Bechizoy and Gaza Tanisa, and they made a fast. But why? They really don't have the logic of Gevirta and Shivcha, and therefore, since it's far away, we shouldn't have to be concerned to make a tainus. So that the Gemara says, no, Shani Hasim, there it's different. Kivan Dik, you're right, if it's far away, if you don't have the logic of Gevirta and Shivcha, we wouldn't make a tainus. But these two places by Shmuel, Kivan Dik is Shayarta, since there are caravans that go from Bechizoy to Narda, the Levi, that it escorts with them, the Asi Bahadeh, and they're going to bring the death that's contagious with them, and that's why he made a tainus in his city. The Gemara continues, Abba Umna, Abba the blood letter, Hava Asile Shalma Mimasivta Drikia. He would always get a greeting, a baskel, a heavenly voice that would call out to him, Shalom Alecha, peace be unto you. He got greeting from the heavenly Masifta, from the heavenly academy. Kol Yamad, this was every single day. Well, Abaya, Kamala Yamad Shabbata. However, Abaya got it every Friday. And the Rava, he only got a Kamala Yamad Kippur. He only got a greeting from heaven every Yom Kippur. So the Gemara tells us to have a Cholsha Daiti Da Abaya, Mishum Da Abumna. Abaya was saddened by the sense of why this Abba Umna is getting a greeting every day from heaven and he's only getting it once a week. So Amalei, they said to Abaya, Lemetzisa Lemevet Kuvde, you can't do what he's doing. There's a reason why he's getting a greeting every single day. Now, my Abba Umna, what was this so great that Abba, the blood letter, was doing that he got a greeting every single day from the heavenly academy? And that is the Chihava Ovid Milsa, when he would do his work, which was bloodletting from people, he would keep the men separate and the women separate, and that was for tznius purposes, for modesty. Now, moreover, the isle levusha, the isbekarna, he had a certain article of clothing that had the horn that through that he would stick into it the thing that would be used to prick to get the blood out, where he would have the women wear it. That was bezia bekasilta, that it had the size of a hole of the lancet. Now, kihavas asli itza, when the woman would come to him for bloodletting, have a malbishla, he would have her wear it. Kihichad loy nastaka, but that he shouldn't look at her, because he would have to do it normally, he would have to pick up, and she'd be uncovered to do the bloodletting. Here he had to wear this thing, that it was just this little hole, and through that he would draw the blood. Now, moreover, again, in this mitzvah of tznias, vesli duchta de tznias, he had this hidden place, the shadi be pshiti de shakal, that that's where people would put in the money that he would take for payment. Now, the isle, shadi be, if someone had money, he would put in their money. The lesle, loy michsef, someone that didn't have money wouldn't be embarrassed because after he would do the bloodletting, no one would know who put in and who didn't because it was in this secluded area and you would just put in. Moreover, ki avi yisrami leit suvim rabbanan, when it would come to him, the Talmudic scholars, agri mine lo shakal, he wouldn't even take pay at all. And actually, ubasa de kaya, after he was done with him by taking his blood, yov le pshit, he would actually give him money. Varmalein, he would tell to the Talmud Chacham, zil bri nafshach, go ahead, make yourself healthy, you have to eat something after bloodletting. Now the Gemara tells us that Yom Echad, Shadr Abaya Zuga de Rabban Lemeftekes. Abaya heard about this, and one day he sent a peer of Talmudic scholars to check him out, to see exactly what is Maisim, why is he so great. So he gets a greeting every day, and Abaya himself gets only once a week. Esvinu v'achlinu v'ashkinam. So he sat them down, he gave them to eat, to drink, and then he had them go to sleep at night, and he put underneath them these these garments of wool. Now the Gemara continues the top of Chav Beis and Aleph. Let Safra Karchino, in the morning these Talmid HaChachamim went and they took these wooden cloths, these woolen cloths from Abu Umna, and they rolled it up. V'shaklino, and they took it, and they took it to the marketplace to sell. V'kamo v'nafkalu l'shuka, they went up, to the marketplace. V'ashkechino, and guess who they meet? They meet Abu Umna. So Amrle, they said to Abu Umna, l'shaymei mar hecheshabi, do you want to estimate how much this is worth, and then you'll pay us for it? And they were checking him out to see if he's going to suspect them that they stole it, or maybe he's going to try to make it a much cheaper price than what it's worth really is. So Amalei, he said, hachi v'hachi, this is how much it's worth, this is how much I would be willing to buy it from you. Amalei, they said to him, v'dilma shabitvei, maybe it's worth more. So Amalei, he said to them, v'hachi shaklinu, well, this is how much I paid for them originally. So Amalei, they said to him, didachniu, you know what, this is yours, v'shaklinu menach, and we took it from you. So Amalei, they said to him, b'matus menach, we ask of you, b'maychash tatinun, what did you suspect of us when we took it from you? So Amalehem, he said to them, Amina, I said, Pidyon Shvuim Iklu L'Rabbanim. He said, I thought that what probably would happen was that the Rabbanim have a certain tzvek, a mitzvah purpose of redeeming captives, that they have, and that's what you had come to me originally for, and you wanted to ask me for money, but you couldn't ask me, V'achsivu L'meim L'meim, you were embarrassed to tell me that you wanted to take money from me, and that's why you decided to stay overnight to do this ploy. So Amalehem, they said to him, but now that you know we didn't really need the money and it's not for any pidyon shvuim, we were just testing you out, please take the money back. So Amalehu, he said to them, from that moment that I saw that you took it, I had already given up all hope from it, meaning I didn't want it from it, and I gave it over to tzedakah because that's what I had assumed, that you were taking it for pidyon shvuim, you just didn't want to ask it for me. So the Gemara tells the Habakkuk, although Abaye was disheartened about Abu Umna, Rava was disheartened from Abaya, that Abaya would have this greeting from heaven at least once a week, and he only had it once a year on every Yom Kippur. So they said to him, Mr. Yecha, the Komagnus Akula Krocha. They said to him from heaven that you have at least this greater thing, that in your merit, the city is protected, and although, yes, you only get a greeting once a year, but it's enough for you that in your merit, the people of the city are protected.